Let's go ahead and start a roll call. Chair Wooden.
Here.
Vice Chair Turner. Commissioner Christensen.
Here.
Commissioner Shelton.
Here.
Commissioner Tovar. Commissioner Miller. Commissioner Velez.
Here.
Have quorum.
All right, excellent. Let's get started. Public communications, I see none. So we will move directly to our consent items. I think it's going to be a quick one. Approval of the minutes from last meeting. Any edits or corrections?
Hearing none, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
Motion to approve minutes, Chair Wooden.
Yes.
Vice Chair Turner. Commissioner Christensen.
Yes.
Commissioner Shelton.
Yes.
Commissioner Tovar. Commissioner Miller. Commissioner Velez.
Okay. The minutes are approved.
You have a chance. Go ahead and move to item number two.
One more.
Hit the next button.
We're blowing right through this.
Perfect. Oh.
There you go.
All right. So similar to, I'll tee this one up. So this is going to be an action item. And what we're hoping to sort out is get up to two members of the Parking Rec Commission to sit on this year or the upcoming year's special event grant program and be part of the review panel. For those of you unfamiliar with the special event grant program, there was the attached application, the guidelines in there. And what we do have is this is typically to help out event organizers who stage festivals or events within the city of Ventura. This grant, the purpose is to cover either all or a portion of what the city's special event permit fees could total to be. And the panelists are selected, elected panelists, will help create an initial review of the application packets, those that have screened in, and then meet in or provide a preliminary score and then meet in person. And the tentative in-person date is mid-May, tentatively May 21st from about 9 in the morning to 2 p.m. We'll crush it out all in one day and then provide recommendations to be evaluated by our Park and Rec director. So we're hoping to get up to two members of our Park and Rec Commission. And if there's any questions, feel free to ask.
I know I'll add that Commissioner Miller and I participated in that last year and largely headed up by our assistant director now. See what happens when you know you you're in the bang, rocket to the top. So yeah, no, it was great. It was really fulfilling and very interesting as well. So I would highly recommend for anyone.
I'd love to be on the review panel.
All right, we've got one self-nomination. Anybody? A little busy, so.
Yeah, it's tough for me to do mid-work day like that.
Oh, right.
I'm going to have to pass, most likely.
Well, we've got Turner and Tovar and Miller available.
How does this work? Can we tell them?
So I guess we'd have to tell them. Our next meeting will be before this, but.
Ideally, we'd love two. The fact that we have four here, it's up to two. So we will definitely take the one right now. And if there is a need, we can add that and revisit that if needed. But right now, we'll be happy to take a self-nomination if you guys want to make a motion.
And given the calendar, is it possible to do a another run through in a May meeting?
Yeah, it is possible. Again, this is all kind of contingent on the amount of
most they get.
Exactly. I would say If a vacancy remains, we will be happy to bring it back.
And I would say the team who's overseeing the special event grant program would be excited to have even just one member from the Parks and Rec Commission. So I know they would be very excited.
Great.
If you're nominated.
Okay, very good. Well, then I nominate Commissioner Velez to the Special Event Grant Program Review Panel.
Happy to second.
There you go.
Self-nominate? Did I?
Well, that's all right then. Yeah.
Oh, well, before.
Oh, hey, just in time.
The vice chair.
Sorry, I'm late. We need one more commissioner for the Special Event Grant Program Review Panel.
I didn't hear the commit to the time commitment to it.
About 9 to 2, probably won't go that long on May 21st. Very interesting and fulfilling assignment.
Who else is doing it?
Mr. Velez.
The 22nd?
Velez.
21st, tentatively, yes. From 9 a.m.
Other individuals from other groups.
If you're not available, having one commissioner, like we mentioned, the sign is slow.
Don't give him a. Don't negotiate against yourself.
You can put me as alternate.
Alternate. What does that mean?
I just totally can't commit, but I'm I think I could probably do that.
All right.
I'll notate that. Thank you.
Because I'm retired.
Welcome in. Thank you.
Thank you.
So the motion would be to have Commissioner Velez sitting on the review panel and then Vice Chair Turner as an alternate.
As an alternate ready if there's a spot available.
Correct.
I will do it if we need me. Put it that way.
All right. The motion second. Commissioner Christensen.
Chair Wood?
Yes.
Vice Chair Turner?
Yes.
Commissioner Christensen?
Yes.
Commissioner Shelton?
Yes.
Commissioner Tovar? Commissioner Miller? Commissioner Velez?
Yes.
All righty.
I cannot keep up with this packet today, you guys. Just so fast. awesome. And then we'll do next slide. So our next item is the 2025 work plan goals. It's a discussion item, opportunity for us to make some updates and then visit. I had shared out some of the site visit options, the updated version of that, provided copies here in case you didn't have that digital copy with you. We can dive into that a little bit further, but before that, we want to take a look at our work plan in action. You'll see some familiar items here, and we do have one addition on this one as well. So, Marcus, slide, please. As mentioned, we've had attendance at the City Council Strategic Priority Setting meeting on February 1st. This is going to remain on the slide for the remainder of the. Additionally, we had the opportunity to have Chair Wood and Vice Chair Turner over at Marina Park Playground Rebuild, the groundbreaking for that project. Next slide, please. And then the latest addition was West Park Skate Park Expansion Project construction site visit, and that was on March 20th. Fourth, and we had members of not just our commission there, but we also had members from the project team, from our public works team, and then we had members of our youth activity section too there, since they help oversee West Park Community Center, and that's Mario Robinson's recreation supervisor and Rajon White there, who were on site as well. Was there anything you'd like to share about the visit?
What commissioner was
That would be Chair Wood. Yes. Familiar face
to the record. Yeah, that was great. No, I tell you, it's really coming along. It's an amazing project. Very exciting just to see how much they've accomplished already. So definitely looking forward to that.
Continuing, yeah.
Full fruition.
Absolutely. Anything else to add before we jump into one second? notate something. Welcome in.
Sorry, really?
Yeah. No. We'll jump into the site visit options programs. We're in April. We have one. We'll talk about April 1st, and then we can kind of work down from there. We have Commissioner Velez and Commissioner Miller currently locked in or expressed interest in this Friday's summer showcase event. And you do have a flyer there in front of you for the summer showcase event at West Park. We have room for one more to see if anybody's interested there, and I'll help kind of liaison that visit, and it'll be more of a walkthrough. It's just visiting and checking out the event, wearing your name tag. And if we want to work through other months as well, other following months, we'll be happy to field wherever there is space for that too. So we'll start with the April date.
Can you explain a little bit more about the actual event itself?
So the summer showcase event is closely follows the release of the summer activity guide. So it's an opportunity. It's a Park and Recreation Department led event. Obviously, we'll have other community members, community organizations there to promote kind of what they're doing in partnership with the city during the summer months. But the intent behind it is to allow and afford parents and guardians to dive in a little bit more, ask the questions that they want to about the summer programs and the availability of what we kind of produce during the summertime. Additionally, it's a great time to promote. We have summer jobs too, so allow folks to ask questions about what opportunities are available. There's another flyer in front of you that you can take and pass along, and ask those that help supervise and coordinate those specific, summer programs, summer activities. Hey, what would I even be doing during my shifts or whatever that might be the case there? Additionally, some folks sometimes get caught up in figuring out how to register for a class, or may not be able to, may need more information on scholarship opportunities if that is of interest. So we'll have our customer service team there to help provide that information. So the intent behind the name Showcase is we're trying to showcase what we offer during the summer months. And West Park is a hub. It's a growing hub of programs provides really a bunch of programs there. It's a very walkable space now that it butts up against to a kind of a refurbished and Ventura River Trail. So we're trying to promote, although the center has limited parking, we're promoting and encouraging folks to go park off site with your bike and ride in from there, because we have an awesome river trail that you can take a look at too. So hopefully that helps answer a little
bit. That's terrific. That'd be good to share a little more about it.
Of course.
Any other takers while we're here? So we'll leave it at that. It's coming up pretty quick here.
And if we're going on past this month's events, if we want to talk again about future events, I've already notated and received response from Vice Chair Turner about adding him to the July 4th event here as well. So I have Commissioner Tovar and Turner so far for that. Ideally, we try to stick to three, but as it's been shared, that's by recommendation, obviously. Obviously, with any of these community events, as long as we're not hosting conversation and or meeting and binding together, a community event is a community event. You're able to attend. The recommendation is obviously not meeting and gathering together. So feel free. I will be happy to make any notes or updates to and, who we anticipate to be at these events. And
front meeting.
The Park and Rec
meeting.
Am I welcome to the public, Kristen?
Please. So So anyways, we have a list of,
Yeah, I would expect I'd probably, you know, I'll probably show up if unless something comes up that I can't.
It is, this is for the members of the public will sit outside the, you could, that's fine. Welcome. Will you go ahead and repeat that again?
I will likely show up for that. I'd like to be there.
Okay.
As last year, yeah, it was fun. It's great, you know. Said public event. All right, so we have the corporate games closing activities coming up before our next meeting too. I don't know if we have any.
Correct.
But interested in that.
So that one is again, probably a lightly liaison visit at that one. It's more checking out the closing ceremony, the closing event and ceremonies that take place over at Harbor Cove Beach. At the event, it's not just announcing the overall winners of corporate games, but it's also including a, I believe there's a tug of war event that's taking place there, sandcastles competition. Again, corporate games is more than just sporting competition. It kind of helps kind of scratch the itch for those that, you know, may not be interested in, you know, the, you know, competitive, you know, traditional sports or whatnot. So it's kind of it's a really neat event. It's very packed, very popular, and it's on the beach. So it would be just even a good walk through and visit and just check out to see what that's all about. And then on May 29th, obviously we have time to visit before then, and, you know, in case your calendars update, but we are anticipating the Ventura Community Park Solar Project ribbon cutting to take place out there as well. And currently we have Commissioner Tovar interested in on that.
Can I put my name on that one too? Yes,
absolutely.
Put me down for the corporate games one, the seat at the Harbor Cove. Be able to make that.
Awesome. And as I typically do, I will, before these come up, usually like the weekend or a couple of days before, I'll send just more information on itinerary and stuff like that. Awesome.
If there's room for one more of the solar project.
Yeah. We have a hand up, Vice Chair.
Marina Park Playground ribbon cutting. Heather, we got a getting closer and not right now.
Yeah, we're getting.
We're going to talk about that later, I know, but I didn't want to jump ahead. But I thought it should maybe.
They haven't given me a firm date. I know Stacy reached out to them yesterday, and it's still.
Rough idea of month. Thank you.
We'll make sure we add that when that comes up, when we get a more solid date.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And I would be interested in Camino Real Park Tour. I know that's in June, but before I forget. And then also, I believe it's Adobe Music Under the Stars, because my wife commented the other day that she's never been to Olivia's Adobe. And I said, well, we need to change that. So
I'd like to go to that one as well, if there's room for one more.
Will too. Yes.
But if anybody else is really hungry to go to that one, I can just go and enjoy. So, private citizen.
Absolutely.
Happy to join that.
What's the, do you know what the program is for that night?
I am not familiar. I'll make sure I add that to there. But Commissioner Christensen was adding to
the Camino Real tour, if there's still room for that. And if it's
there is
determined to be a time that I can attend, I would be happy to.
We'll do. Okay. Make sure I add that when as it gets a little bit
clear. Yeah, perfect.
All right, and then I'm sure I'm going to try to make the skate park ribbon cutting, assuming the date works. But
I was like, I'll try again to do that one if it's possible.
So this item is also not just, you know, our site visit, you know, program site visits. This does include initiatives, efforts within the work plan to get to local community councils, other community meetings and efforts and whatnot too. Just keeping that in mind as we work through. If there's anything else that you would like to see added or actions that had taken place that can be added to your work
plan. And do we know offhand or can we reconstruct which community council meetings we went to last year? I guess I'm trying to say which ones we have not been to.
And let me dig into that. Let me base what was submitted in our work plan.
Yeah, if we could maybe look at that for the next meeting and make sure that we at least catch all the rest of those at some point this year.
I have that noted. Noted.
I think at one point we had like a calendar that had.
We,
I don't know if we put that together or if staff put that together.
Oh, I'm sure staff put it
together. Yeah, there was.
So previously shared was a list of the community councils and when they regularly meet.
In their meetings.
That's right. Yeah.
That can be found also on city website, but we'll make sure that maybe if we put together another one pager and then I will share out if not, you know, if we don't find that forensically ourselves beforehand, what we where we've missed in the past as well.
Well, actually, why don't we just maybe real quick we can, you know, show hands which meetings have you been to?
I haven't been to any this year. The only one I've been to.
No, I mean last year. Yeah,
was the West Side.
West Side, right?
Yeah. I did. Oh, sorry.
I was Midtown last year.
Yeah, I also did Midtown.
Did Montalvo.
Right. Any others?
I didn't make it.
Nope. Okay.
I think go to Pierpont.
Seems like we did
the previous year. Yeah.
Anybody going to college?
That's, oh, I'm sorry. I did college. I'm sorry. I don't know why I mix those up.
I'd be glad to do Pierpont again.
But, you know, it was a huge meeting. The one I went, it was crazy. Yeah. Chief of police was there. District attorney was there. All speaking, it was quite a thing. They had a Zoom meeting thing going on. It was wild. Sure.
I would suggest maybe on the calendar coordinate with this to make sure that someone represents prior to this, whatever is coming up. So we could maybe make note of what's coming up in their community.
You mean add the community council meetings onto this calendar?
Coordinate the community council meeting with this calendar some way. So if I'm doing Montalvo and I've got a Montalvo or West End, I got a West Park expansion thing, I'd maybe want to make sure we went to the July, if there's a July meeting.
I see, to promote it ahead of time.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
The intent behind the one pager is for the programs that we help oversee. Again, if I'm happy to provide an updated resource that shows the frequency when they meet, where that who's meeting and whatnot, I'm happy to provide that again as well. The intent behind this one is just like to put zoning.
Yeah, I think it's probably fine. You know, it's just I think like Vice Chair said, it's more of a coordination issue, right? Looking at that calendar and saying, hey, can somebody, you know, catch the, I don't know, Camino Real, where does that fall? Is that Midtown? Or where does Camino Real fall?
That's college.
Mm-hmm.
It is part of college?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The Great Ventura Debate, where does Midtown end?
And that's college begin.
Everyone will tell you a different street.
But, you know, get ahead of one of those, for example. All right. But as of now, I assume we have no additional events to add. Now, Mr. Miller, we did, just for your edification, we did go through the action item of the special event grant program review panel, which we attended last time. I know. So I just, that's why I didn't, but I just FYI. So we have Commissioner Velez, who signed up for it, and
looks like Turner,
and the vice chair, who's
you guys will have a lot of fun.
Yeah,
a lot of fun last year.
So does that mean we need? That means we need you then, right? If he doesn't go, so you're,
sounds like it. Yeah.
Okay, so lock him in.
Reopening.
Yes, reopening the nomination. Yeah,
formal item number two.
Okay.
Revisiting our nomination. Do you want to?
Yes, I'd like to revise my nomination. Or my motion to nominate Commissioner Velez and Commissioner Vice Chair Turner to attend the Special Event Grant Program Review Panel as full members.
All right, and Sherwood?
Aye.
Vice Chair Turner?
Yes.
Commissioner Christensen?
Yes.
Commissioner Shelton?
Yes.
Commissioner Tovar? Commissioner Miller?
Yes.
Commissioner Velez?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you for that, allowing us to step back. And now I think we're moving on to Department Communications.
Yep. I'll jump in, and we are happy to announce that we're in the wheels or the, in the motion to onboarding three recreation coordinators. We had since we last met, or since I've been last year, an additional vacancy came up with from the original two coordinator opportunities. So we are staffing our special events permitting and 4th of July street fair coordinator position, our cultural arts, public art collection coordinator position, and our historical sites and interpretive outreach Music Under the Stars coordinator position. When they are officially announced, we'll be happy to announce those names at our next meeting. If not, maybe like in an email blast or something like that. As previously mentioned, we are hiring program staff, seasonal, not just for summer, but seasonal extra help staff. This is just one example of the flyer that was shared with you. There's other examples on the table when you walked in. They have a QR code. QR code takes you right to where to apply and how to find more information about that. We'll be passing these out at Friday's event as well. If this is helpful for you, awesome. If not, please use it to take on and pass it on to somebody that you know might be looking for a job. Corporate Gains is in action right now, about midway through. We have about three more weeks to go. This week in particular, it's heavy into the basketball event. So those are taking place right now. And I think that's that event specifically requires about three nights worth. So they're very busy with that. Summer Activity Guide is live. It's open. Registration opened this past Tuesday, and it was gamebusters, and it went very well, very successful, and we're very happy. We're really pleased with where it's at right now. And then I think following, maybe in our next meeting, we'll share some analytics that we've gathered from the registration. As mentioned, the summer showcase event at West Park. It's a free event, free community event. It's at West Park this Friday. It's from 4 to 7, so a little bit of a hey, get off work, get over to the community center, find out some more, get signed up for something, or at least find get more educated, out of that event, figure out what we do and what we offer. Our Owl Festival is taking place over at Levis Adobe Historical Park. That's on Sunday, April 13th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The special event grant program applications are due before Monday, May 5th at 5 p.m. That's one that we're looking for review panelists for. And then to mark your calendars for the Pollinator Palooza at Barranca Vista Park Saturday, on May 17th, that's coming up as well. And I'll pass it on to Heather.
I'm going to get some construction updates. West Park Skate Park construction is continuing and is currently on schedule. They hope to be completed by June. They will be doing more concrete pouring this week. Actually, today would have been a good day. But within the next 2 weeks, they'll be doing the entry and other items. Marina Park construction, it continues. They went back to grading today. I'm not sure if you were around or not, but they started Regrading, all of the surveying was completed, and they began as of this morning. Crews were back out there degrading, and it is still anticipated to be completed in May. Cabrillo Village multi-use path construction started this week, and it's expected to be completed by June. That path is also going to tie in the Santa Paula Trail. So it kind of is near the end, but it's all going to get incorporated together. The next phase of the Victoria resurfacing trees and tree well maintenance from Ralston to Valentine is in plan review, and that is going to be a very quick turnaround, and they're hoping to get that posted. Bids received by the end of this year, so that'd be by June 30th, and the process is hopefully to start late July, August. We had vandalism occur last night over at Montavo Hill Park and actually some other parks, and they actually entered off Victoria and destroyed the majority of the bollards and the benches. Community facilities or parks facilities cleaned it all up and we removed the benches. We have the whole area cleaned up. But just in case people ask what happened to the benches or the bollards, that's what happened. And we had some barbecue damage at some of the different parks. But so if anyone happens to ask questions, that is what happened. The solar project at Community Park, the tie-in with SCE was completed last night. Everything went well. And the pier lighting project is at 90% completed, and the final inspection is in 2 weeks.
Update on Buenaventura, the 9-hole, 14-hole?
I do not have an update on that, but I can ask Stacy about that. She's the lead on that one.
All right, if we can make sure we kind of include that as we go forward, that'd be great.
And a lot of the updates with that project are still coming from...
Right. We know it's coming from the
city manager's office as well. So, and it's just a matter of what we'll be reiterating that too. But yeah, we will add those messages to it. On the Park and Rec's, the Park and Rec Commission member recruitment, we have Commissioner Miller's term expires on June 30th. Of this year. So we're currently actively recruiting for that position. That term is to end on 2029. Applications are due May 15th by 5 p.m. Even current commissioners are encouraged to apply and be considered as well. Anyways, I wanted to make sure that that was very clear as well. So again, one seat is up at the end of June. Applications due May 15th. And then our next Park and Recreation Commission meeting is Wednesday, May 14th, right here, 4 p.m. as always. And I think we have...
All right, commission communications. Do we have any... Any commission, sir?
I have one. I just want to compliment staff on corporate games so far. It's been a lot of fun. I've been a participant along with my company. Proud to say we took home, well, not proud to say because we've won gold in this event 3 times, but we took home the silver medal in bocce ball this year. So, proud of you. But we've won gold 3 times and I've been a part of those teams. So, we're hoping to do it again. I also took part in 5K, which was some fun. So, thanks to staff. It's been fantastic. The bocce ball, really, it's a party. You show up, they've got a live band, probably, what, 5 Ventura staff folks there, if not more, making it run super seamlessly. There were, at some point, 6 or 7 games going on at any given time, and it went off without a hitch. So thank you guys to all your effort, and pass along my regards to staff. They're doing a great job at all the events. So
awesome. Yes. Sam, wear your medal.
I can send you a picture. I actually got a picture.
Okay, good.
So I'll send it to you.
You could add that.
Exactly.
Yeah. That counts. That counts.
That's it for me. Thanks.
All right. Any other commission communication?
I've got a question, and it's about not necessarily something that you guys may be super involved in, but the beach
construction that's going on just outside the fairgrounds. I know we had a presentation on it.
Oh,
there's apparently been some back and forth over who's responsible for trash during construction. And I don't know if that's a city or a county or a state thing because it's location.
The Parks Department has decided that we will be doing the trash. It had been the fairs. It will be ours now. And so, yes, we're aware of it. And as of Monday, new fencing went up. So then they couldn't even get in there to do the trash. But we met out there this morning at 7 a.m. and they're making arrangements.
Okay. That's a perfect spot for, you know, it's not my job, it's yours kind of situation. So, okay.
All right. Excellent. Anything else? Vice Chair, no?
I'm good.
Yeah. All right. Well, then with that, we are adjourned.